What's up, everybody? This is Russell Brunson. Welcome to the Marketing Secrets Podcast. It's late night. I'm walking something out to the garbage. It's raining a little bit out here. And I just want to share something with you guys that probably doesn't seem like it has a lot to do with marketing, but it has everything to do with you being successful with your marketing and your business. So with that said, let's cue up the theme song, and then we'll come back and have some fun.
So the big question is this. How are entrepreneurs like us, who didn't cheat and take on venture capital, we're spending money from our own pockets, how do we market in a way that lets us get our products and our services and the things that we believe in out to the world and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Russell Brunson, and welcome to Marketing Secrets.
All right, everybody. So, it's a beautiful night right now. I'm out walking. I had a great day with the kids today. Church was amazing. Just so many good things. And about to get back into the next phase of world domination. We're like a week and a half away from the 10X event where my goal is to sell $10 million in a weekend. What? That just sounds goofy even saying that. And then a month later, we got Funnel Hacking Live. So a lot of work to do. But just super grateful for the opportunities and all the fun stuff that's happening. It's interesting. What I want to talk to you guys about is a concept that, again, you're not going to think it's like marketing or business related, but I'm going to show you how vital it is to your success. And that is the concept of forgiveness. And it's interesting. Probably 6 or 7 years ago now, I was involved in a startup that we were trying to launch, and we all had big dreams and aspirations for this thing. Some of you probably remember it. It's called Ripplin. In fact, if you go back to the beginning of this podcast, there was a time when I was talking about Ripplin all the time because it was one of the things. And I thought it was going to be huge. I thought it was going to be our big payday, like the, you know, all the things I've been doing for a decade prior led to like that moment. And we built a dream team, and we thought it was going to be the thing, and we launched it. And you know, I felt like I executed on my parts really, really well. We ended up getting 1.5, 1.6 million people to sign up during pre-launch before it went live. And then, you know, it was supposed to be the big rollout and money would start flowing. And the rollout, it missed its launch date and it missed another date and it missed 5 or 6 dates. And by the time it did launch, 8 or 9 months later, we lost all the energy and momentum and it fizzled away. And I think my check was like 30 or 40 bucks when I was said and done. It was like 6 months of my life I spent on it for 30 bucks. In the process, I used all my favors up and, you know, getting people to promote things and just all sorts of stuff. And so when it's done, it's like, oh, like kick to the gut. And it's just like, oh, how do we survive from this? And one of the partners in it, the guy who kind of started it, was a guy named Brian Underwood. And, you know, after that, Brian came his way, I went my way, and there were other people involved as well. And I think there was a core manager, not a core management team, but a core, like, marketing team of dudes who got together to launch this thing together, right? So after that kind of crush, everyone went their own ways, and we just kind of went on our own things. And then fast forward now, was it 5, maybe 6 years later? And if any of you guys have watched Funnel Hacker TV, you probably saw the episode with me and Brian Underwood on his private plane. Him and his new company own 4. They launched a company called Prove It, which became the category king of ketones. And you know, last year they did, I don't know exact numbers, but it was close to $500 million in sales. Might have been a little over that. And this is, you know, 4 years into the company. ClickFunnels, last year we passed $100 million in sales. So I always feel like I did really good until I talked to Brian. I'm like, oh, we did 1/5 of years. But my profit margins are higher. Anyway, it's always the battle. But, you know, both of us are doing well and successful and just kind of, you know, it is what it is. And I didn't think too much about it. You know, I was obviously frustrated and annoyed with the situation, but I didn't blame him or anybody. I just kind of like, whatever, and went on and, you know, built ClickFunnels, luckily. Like, the next thing happened. And I watched some of the other people who were involved in that project went out and just started doing different things and with different varying levels of success. And what's interesting is, I can't tell the details. Right now, we're in talks of an acquisition with a really big company that I'm really excited about. And Brian may potentially be part of that. And I wasn't there for this conversation, but Dave Woodward on our team, he was talking to Brian and all sorts of stuff, and we're trying to bring Brian in on the deal. And Brian told Dave, he said, you know, one of the coolest things about Russell, he's like, when the whole Ripplin thing went under, he never blamed me, he was never angry. He's like, by the way, I got a phone call from one of the guys the other day. I don't mention his name, but one of the people that were, one of the main guys that were part of the whole launch with us, he said that that guy, you know, texted him, like, I need to talk to you. He's like, I'm about to jump on a plane. He's like, I got to talk right now. We have to talk. And, you know, I guess this is like 5 years, 6 years, almost 5 or 6 years later after Ripplin went down. So Brian jumps on the phone really quick, and the guy started talking. He said, hey, I just need to forgive you. He's like, what? He's like, I have to forgive you. Like, I've been angry at you for the last 5 or 6 years. And the more success you have, the more angry I get. And just, I'm just frustrated and angry and upset. And I have to forgive you because I can't move on in my life. Like, I can't, I've been trying and I can't. And all the business ventures I do, I can't get past it because I have so much, I'm so angry at you and I need to forgive you. And I just need to forgive you. Like, so I'm sorry, you know, so, or whatever, and kind of forgave him. I wasn't there. I don't know the exact conversation, but that was kind of the gist of it. And so Brian told Dave, like, man, I'm so, you know, Russell didn't hold a grudge, moved on and built this huge thing called ClickFunnels. And, you know, and he was grateful that I'd never had kind of blamed him or held that against him. And this other person who had been literally like held back, like stuck for the last 5 or 6 years of their career. And now was finally asking for forgiveness and hoping that by doing that would, you know, give them the ability to continue to start moving forward again. It's crazy how forgiveness, when you forgive somebody, it gives you, puts you back into momentum, gets you moving forward. And when you don't, it keeps you back. Anyway, there's one of the just amazing thing I want to share. So as I started thinking about this tonight, before I started recording this podcast, I remembered at my last set of Inner Circle meetings, one of the people that was there, one of the most fascinating people I've met, like bar none on this earth, like someone I'm just so impressed with, so grateful to have had a chance to get to know him and to meet him. And his name is Chris Wark. Some of you guys know Chris. He runs a blog called ChrisBeatCancer.com. He has a new book that came out recently that everybody should read called Chris Beat Cancer. Go to Amazon and go get it. And even if you don't have cancer, like if you don't have cancer now, either someone you love or yourself is someday going to have it, probably. And I went through his entire course and book just to understand, like, when I meet, you know, when I have people around me with cancer, what do I do? If my kids ever get it, if my wife gets it, my parents get it, if I get it, like, what, you know, a lot of times we worry about cancer when it's too late, or too, you know, far down the road. And I was like, I'd rather like understand it now and figure out how to prevent things as opposed to trying to figure out the cure after. And if you read his book, or go, it's just, he's amazing. Like, just go and give him money, because like it'll be so good for you and from now and in the future. Anyway, I digress. So Chris is a 15-year cancer survivor, and his journey of sharing what he's learned, he's helped save thousands of other people. And he was at our meeting, and, you know, the very first thing he talked about is, like, you guys want to know, like, how to not get cancer? And we're like, well, of course, please tell us what you've learned the last 15 years. And I'm not gonna go deep into it. But he talked about, you know, how to change your diet, how to exercise, some things like that were really, really powerful things you'll read about in the book. But the one thing he talked about, which is kind of towards the end, he just threw it in, and like, it was amazing what an emotional impact it had on me, on the people in the room. At the end of the mastermind, which this is a marketing meeting, how do you grow your companies? How do you impact more people? We always just think of the end where everyone gives their biggest takeaway, and like half the room, the biggest takeaway was this piece from Chris about forgiveness. And it was so powerful and so amazing. And so I wanted to share it with you guys, because I think that it could be potentially what's holding some of you back. And I think that while it doesn't seem like a marketing thing, it is probably one of the most important things. I look at my friend now who's spent 5.5, 6 years holding a grudge, and it kept him from moving forward and impacting the people that he's been called to serve because of that, right? And it hurts me to know that, man, there's people that you could be touching and changing and affecting, but you might not be because of this. And so I'm hoping this podcast will get you in the right state, and I hope that Chris's message here will have a huge impact on you. So with that said, I'm going to just cut to that clip from the meeting where Chris is talking about forgiveness.
The big, big thing you can do, one of the best gifts you can give yourself in terms of stress reduction,
when I turn this way, I get really loud.
Is forgiveness. Okay? Forgiveness. Forgiveness will heal your heart, your emotions. It will reduce your stress. And there's two things that you need to understand about forgiveness. One is it's not a feeling. It's not a feeling. It's a choice. People will lie to you. They'll cheat you. They will, you know, take your passport and your credit card information and run off into, you know, into Asia to never be found again. People will hurt your feelings. They will lie to you. They will abuse you. Okay, it's going to happen, and it has happened to many people in this room. And if you don't forgive them, you're basically carrying that poison around, and that it's slowly poisoning you, and it will produce a sick body, right? A sick heart will produce a sick body. And the only way to heal your heart is forgiveness. And a lot of us are self-medicating because we're carrying pain, and we haven't forgiven someone who's hurt us in life, okay? So when I say stress leads to most disease, it's because that bitterness, that resentment, that unforgiveness makes us unhappy. What do we do to compensate for that? We drink, we do drugs, we become workaholics, we become sex addicts, we become either pharmaceutical or illegal drug addicts, right? All of those habits destroy your health. So I just want to encourage everybody here today. Like, some of you are probably thinking about somebody in your life right now that you're still kind of pissed at, right? That's hurt you. And so I just want to encourage you to just give them to God. Just be like, you know what? I'm choosing to forgive them. I don't feel like it. I'm still mad, but I'm making this decision. They're all yours, right? Letting it go. They're all yours. You can deal with them. I'm not going to hold it against them anymore, right? That's what forgiveness is. It's a choice. It's not a feeling. But what happens is when you make the choice, your feelings change. That's when God heals your heart, right? So forgiveness is so huge. It's so huge. It won't make you any money, but it will heal your heart and help you stay in a state of wellness, which is super important, okay? So like just whoever it is. And so what I did in the cancer process, just full circle, as I was learning this and I realized, whoa, like stress and bitterness and unforgiveness is a root cause of cancer. I was like, I got to forgive everybody who's ever hurt me. So I just made a decision to just go through my life and think through my life. And every time I would get in a quiet place or in prayer or meditation, and I would just dig up all of the people in my life that had hurt me, right? And one by one, I just forgive them by name, give them to God, and just pray the way I just said. Like, they're all yours. I'm not going to hold against them anymore. I'm making this decision for life. I forgive them. And then I would say, I'm asking you to bless them too. When you ask God to bless people who have hurt you, something really happens in your heart, right? That changes everything. And he knows you don't want him to, right? He knows you want like the lightning bolt, right? Right? He knows it, but he'll honor the request. Like when you're like, God, I don't want them to be blessed, but I'm asking you to bless them anyway. Like that's a very powerful thing you can do. So forgive and pray for your enemies. And hey, that's what Jesus said. So, you know. I think he had some pretty good life advice. Okay, so yeah, this stuff works. I promise you, it's so powerful. I mean, it changed my life. I see it changing people's lives like left and right. It's like the weight's lifted off of you when you forgive people and be quick to forgive. That's the other one, right? Because we're all going to get screwed over in the future. People are going to let us down, insult us, embarrass us, whatever. Like, just be quick to forgive and just be like, I'm letting it go. I'm not going to hold on to it. God bless them. Moving on, right? Be quick to forgive.
Okay, I don't know about you, but isn't that amazing? Anyway, I just, once again, Chris is one of the most amazing people, and I highly recommend all of you guys go buy the book and just read it for yourself, read it for a loved one, read it, because it's worth it. It's worth understanding. And anyway, with that said, I just wanted to come out tonight and record that before I went to bed, and hopefully it'll help some of you guys in your journey. It re-reminded me, I'm going to do what Chris said, and I'm going to get a list of people. I'm going to start trying to consciously do this more so in my own life, because I'm sure there's things that are holding me back as well. With that said, you guys, appreciate you all. Have an amazing night. If you got any value from this episode, do a couple things. Number one, go buy Chris's book. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for someone you love. Buy it for your family, your parents, your kids. Like, go do that. I don't get anything for it, but it's worth it. And then number two, if you do like this as well, screenshot the podcast app you're using right now and go and post it on Facebook or Instagram, tag me, and then do hashtag marketing secrets. Love to see it. With that said, I will talk to you guys all again soon. Bye, everybody.
Would you like to see behind the scenes of what we're actually doing each day to grow our company? If so, then go subscribe to our free behind the scenes reality TV show at www.funnelhacker.tv.